Good
Blog
afternoon,
Talk Radio.
And this is Margaret with Back Talk Labrish. Actually, I see that I have four callers, and I want to say hi and welcome to my test show. In case you don't know, Backyard Labrish is established to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of the Jamaican heritage. I suppose you know by that I'm a senior citizen and Jamaican. So I see that I have a caller from 770 with a 312 after that, and I'm going to put you on right away so you can say hi and welcome to me.
Hi, how are you?
Who do I have?
You have Mombasa.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Good to hear you too, lady. I can't
really
believe you're on here passionately giving all your love there. So
right. Well, I'm so happy that you are here to support me and give me the love that I need. This is my test show. And
I am just excited. I'm just excited. I can't wait for you to tell me what this show is all about.
Okay, well, this show is about just getting together and celebrating our heritage. And, you know, it really coincides with the independence celebration that's going on. It has already started. The official date of the events are the 6th, or the event that happened 46 years ago is the 6th of August.
Wow.
But because it falls on an odd day, it's a whole week of celebration. So I am just excited to have the launch of this, coincide with that.
Well, I am just feeling so independently free that I can be on your show in the middle of the day talking to you about Backyard Labrish?
Yes, and that is a phrase that Jamaicans know that sort of means getting together and talking about what's up and what's in and what was and what is and all of that good stuff.
Wow, it sounds really juicy.
It really is.
Your backyard.
So did you have any other questions? I see I have a caller from
701.
So tell me about you, Mombasa.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said, tell me about you. I know you also have a show, so let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a show. It's called Life Conversations, and our show is on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and we have one also tonight that is called Ancestral Blueprints. And you have to tune into that one. You get to find out about your ancestors. I think you were familiar with what it used to be called the family constellation.
Right.
But now, if you know about that and you know how really wonderful and effective it is, well, this show is kind of gets you in the mood of it and prepared for it, getting all of the information for it before it comes to your city.
Okay.
So this show is going to be ongoing and giving people lots of information, and we're producing it. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, as I say, this is a test, so I'm just trying to find my way through this. But I'm going to be having guests, hosts and hostesses, and I'm sure I'm going to be asking you to help me out on the show real soon.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Some of the events that are going on for the celebration. There's going to be a concert, I think, on Wednesday.
Okay.
On, a cultural show where there's going to be traditional dancing and all of that good stuff. And there's also a family day that's being planned for Sunday.
Wow. Where is that going to be?
Park, right, and then Saturday night is a grand ball that is an annual thing that, you know, everybody comes out and just have a good time, and I think they have a band coming in from Jamaica.
Are you going?
Yes, I wasn't planning to go, but because I want to promote Backyard Labrish, I am planning to go. And my assistant, who I think is on the line also, is going to be taking me because, as you know, I don't drive in the night. So.
Well, that sounds like
but
a real wonderful
calling
part.
In, and hopefully I'll be able to chat with you live when I learn to do all of that good stuff. But the show is really going to be about talking with and with people who just want to give their stories about growing up in Jamaica in perhaps, you know, whatever area. But because I'm from the 30s and 40s and came here to the States in the late 50s, most of my growing up years were spent there, but most of my adult years are spent here because I'm here almost 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So I get two celebrations. I get to celebrate the independence here, and I get to celebrate the independence there. Isn't that fun?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh,
wow. So you are just a free woman all the way around, twice over.
Sure am. Anyway,
awesome.
Nice chatting with you, darling. Let me see what the other caller has to say.
All righty. Take care.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Call 770-310. You're on. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with? Hello, are you there?
Let's unmute them.
I did. Hello? Call 770-310.
Yes, Margaret, that was me. That was
oh,
me.
That's
I'm
you?
Back again.
And
yeah,
that's 161034. Oh, that's a somebody else.
Okay.
All right. So how about 404-610-6346? Who's that?
Hello, Margaret. This is Ali.
How
are you?
The other half. I'm getting the whole complete thingy today.
Yes. How are you doing on your first show today?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Look who I started off with, my favorite person.
Yep, indeed. She had to bless the way and do the libation and clear the way for the ancestors.
That's right. So welcome, Ade, and welcome to my show, Backyard Labrish.
Yes, I am
and
so
as
excited
I mentioned
for you.
Before, this is also going to be the name of our web community, which is really established to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaican heritage. And I'm so excited to be sharing all of this rich culture with the world.
Yes, indeed.
Because, you know, I think I, as you know, I'm a senior. And there is a lot of talk on the internet about Jamaica as it is today and a lot of historical facts about the events that happened over the last perhaps 300 years. Not enough about the stories of Jamaicans living in my time. That's why I'm excited about establishing these two forums, both the talk show and the web community.
Right.
So there could be a balance between the young folks' news and the seniors' news.
That's right. And more importantly, you're one of a kind, see? The reason why there isn't a point of view from someone your age is because sometimes as human beings, when we get to a certain age, we kind of think, okay, well, our time is done. We're just in a waiting room. But you are one of a kind, and my God, you've got more projects. You've got more projects on your hand than the President of America.
Oh, please.
And you handle all of it effortlessly.
Oh, well, I don't know about effortlessly now, but, you know, I'm trying to handle them. I'm getting a handle on the stuff here.
Okay.
So, again.
What does it feel like to be doing your show and having people call you?
Oh, it's just exciting. I feel like a kid with a lollipop.
I hear that.
So it's just rejuvenating me and psyching me up, as the young folks say, and I feel like in my gibberish, I would say I feel like a gal of 16.
That's good. Well, you sound like IRL. Good.
Yeah. And when in Jamaica, when a young, a senior citizen is, you know, acting young, do you know what we call her?
That one I haven't heard before.
Ooh, we call her a mother young gal.
Mother young gal. Okay, that's you. That's you.
No, that's
that is you.
Yes. So this is exciting. How am I coming over?
Oh, you sound good. I mean, I'm not on the internet. I'm on the phone, but you sound good on the phone. You said you have some other listeners. Maybe they're listening on the internet. Maybe not. If they are, did you open their chat room as well?
No, I'm not going to take that on right now. Honey, enough? No.
If you weren't doing the radio show, I can just imagine how you would have responded to that question.
You know that, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, you got to pace yourself. You got to take your time.
Oh yes, honey, I've learned that you take one step at a time.
One,
you know, once a man, twice a child. But when it comes to electronics and all of these gadgets, I'm like a child.
Well, I think you're being hard on yourself now. I mean, I'll let you do the honors if you want to say your age, but I know people who are in their 30s and their 40s are scared of the internet. They're scared of sending email. They're like, oh, I don't have to do those things. And you can tell people how to FTP a file. But if you don't, I'll share it with you.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, I figure that I am so into the moment that I don't think I can talk to my callers or listeners or, you know, and write to them at the same time. So
right.
I'm going to have someone else do that for me.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Do you have someone online unmuted as well? Because there's an echo that wasn't there before. Maybe someone.
All right, let me see.
Maybe they have their computer, the sound on as well as the phone, because that sometimes happens.
Could be. All right, let me mute them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can just tell them to turn the sound down on a speaker, because it wasn't that much of a problem, but just a slight echo, just to give the
sound. Right, I heard it too. So thank you for letting me know what to do.
You're welcome. So you know how to unmute and everything.
I did. Actually, my other caller was my assistant, who I am going to welcome in the moment.
I
just wanted you to know, thank you for being here for me. I'm not going to archive this show, but I'm going to try to set up a show for perhaps if I can get one this week.
Right.
So that I can talk to some of the people that might be here for the special event.
Okay, I think you should archive. It's going to automatically archive anyway, but I don't delete it. It's good. Yeah, I'm hearing great stuff. It's your first time, and, I'll let you make it yours, but I think you should keep it.
All right, okay. You are my advisor when it comes to this. And I want to thank you also for introducing me to this format, because I think this is great and it's going to serve the purpose very well.
Indeed.
So thank you so much. And I don't even know if my time is up yet.
No, she will tell you, the lady in the system will say, you got 19 minutes.
You mean she's listening to me?
Well, no, the recording. It counts you down. Not about that. It counts you down. But you probably have about another 15 minutes. And also, if you look on your switchboard, and I think it's top right, you will see it will tell you how long you got left for your show. Can you see?
Minutes remaining.
There you go.
Right. Okay, well, we can just chat some more. Let me talk to Donna and come back to you. Will you stay with me, honey?
Yes, I will till the end of time.
Oh, is your wife listening?
She is, actually. I'm just
being funny. All right, well, thank you. Chat with you in a minute or two. Let me go to Don.
Okay.
Good afternoon, 770-941. Are you there?
Yes, I am, and it's been really wonderful.
just want to say that for the callers that it's been a pleasure for me to have this opportunity to work with Miss Margaret on this project. To me, you know, sometimes in life we reflect and we say it sure would be nice to have sat down and had the opportunity to sit down with some of our elders and have a discussion about times before or some of the wonderful memories that they would like to share with us of their childhood or, you know, just the area that they lived in and how different it's become and just provide a general foundation for us. And one of the things that Ms. Margaret has decided was, you know, just that, to provide a platform to share stories of Jamaica's rich culture, its diversity, and the history of the Jamaicans with Jamaicans that are natives that live abroad. I know, you know, we talked very extensively about some of the second generation Jamaicans or Jamaicans, and as well as friends of Jamaica, such as myself, that have an interest in just knowing the history of Jamaica and how rich the culture is and how diverse it is, and even some of the language that she uses, like she was saying, Mata young girl, or one of the things that I know she had said previously was something to the effect of, you know, some of the things that are going to be coming, and I think you use something like, this is for Bombi, which I think is for, like, later on or something like that.
Oh, Bombi.
Bombi. Okay. And so, you know, we kind of talked about some of the things that people would have to look forward to, and also making it kind of like a family reunion for Jamaicans that are all over everywhere in different cities and countries and but that want to connect together through some platform and really don't have that opportunity. And I think that it's just a phenomenal thing that you're pulling together, and I'm sure that it's going to spill over into Canada and spill over into London and all the other areas that, you know, Jamaicans, you know, are. And it's going to be a success. And I'm really looking forward to this week and looking forward to where, you know, it's going to go. And I know it's going to go far.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thanks for your support. And you're going to be learning a lot because hopefully there's going to be callers of all ages that are going to be putting in their 2 cents.
Right, right.
So I'm looking forward to that. Let me see if I can get back over to Mombasa. So you hang in there, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Mombasa, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm ill.
Well, today I'm totally supported by my friends of Jamaica, because I know, Ambassa, have you ever been to Jamaica?
No, but I have relatives that are, yeah, I have relatives in Jamaica. I don't know them, but somewhere near Bath.
Near Bath? Oh, that's St.
Yeah.
Thomas. That's
St. Thomas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're very familiar. You know, Bath, from my childhood, is known to be a very spiritual place. We have special water coming out of rocks that are channeled into, like, private baths that you can go and stay for a period of time. And there has been, you know, lots of people who believe that it is quite healing. And
well,
I was reading somewhere on the internet that was really started many, many, many years ago. I forgot the actual data on it. I will research it and have it on the website, because all those things are very interesting, you know. I'm sure, I don't know if it has been refurbished and if the locals are still going there, but I remember when we were growing up, you know, that would be a trip from Kingston to Thomas, but getting to that particular place would be closer than going to Montego Bay, you know, like St. Thomas would be towards the other part of the peaks of the island, if you think about it.
And that, I've heard about it, and I was going to take, when I had the Natural Healers Network, I was going to take an eight-day, seven-night trip over there, and had some really, really, really good prices at the time too. It was going to be really nice in 98. And but that was, I was really looking forward to it, and there wasn't enough people that wanted to go on that trip, so we didn't we ended up not going. But I really looked forward to walking that earth over there, walking that part of the world, you know, just being a potpourri and having all of these different ancestors and people from all different places, you know, that I have never been, you know.
Right.
And that was one place that I haven't gotten to go. But I know I'm going to go with you one day.
All right. Well, one of the things that we're thinking of doing on the site is perhaps when we have enough interested parties, we'll have a Friends of Jamaica cruise or trip or something.
Wow.
You know
okay.
what I mean? But hopefully that's down the road. But there are lots of neat things planned for the web community. And we're going to be asking, of course, our listeners to invite other listeners to invite people to check out the website and have, you know, people just interested in knowing about our culture, no matter where they're from.
Right.
To visit us or come chat with us live on the radio. So let me go over to, so all of your friends who love Jamaica or from Jamaica or have people, that's a good idea, Amasa, that like you, they're Americans here who know somehow that somewhere place in their ancestors, there's a Jamaican.
Yeah.
Father, you know, or a grandmother or a great grandmother.
Yeah. Mine is a great grandfather.
Yeah, them being from there. So this community should be interesting to them too, because you learn a lot more from the natives of any country than you do from going as a tourist.
I heard
that.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, I know personally. I just did my first trip to Europe. And I chose to stay in a bed and breakfast in the heart of Madrid so that I could really live among the people and just get the feel for them. And it was just absolutely wonderful. I bet it was.
Yes. I know. You're a party lady, though. You know how to have a good time anywhere you go.
Well, I try.
Anywhere you go.
I feel that's what we're here for. We're here for to be in the state of joy and to bring joy to other people. You know, and anytime we're not bringing joy, we're really not doing what we're here for.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, anybody that knows you know that they can follow your lead anytime and they'll be on the right path to joy.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Ambassa. Let me get back to my English, man. So,
all right.
Later. A day. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wrong person. Just a minute. Mr. A day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to talk about your London roots.
My London roots started, that's where my parents decided to give me the first experience of life. I was born in England and then stayed there for a little while till I was four, went to Nigeria.
That's where your parents are from?
That's correct. So I always describe myself as a Nigerian born in England as opposed to I'm British. And that always brings up a lot of conversation most of the time. You say, what? I thought you must be British. Well, no, my parents are Nigerian, so that makes me a Nigerian. I was just born in England. So, but anyway, and then I moved back to England, which is where I get to experience the rich culture of Africa, West Indies, Asian, you know, because England is such, it just has people from different parts of the world.
Yeah, melting pot.
Indeed it is. And, so that's my story. I wanted to ask you something before your time is up. You said something about your website. What is your website address?
It's www.backyardlabrish.com. And that's spelled B-A-C-K-Y-A-R-D-L-A-B-R-I-S-H. RISH.com.
Okay. And we also want people to join you on your radio show. So do you know when you're going to be doing your
first? Well, actually, I have not set up a permanent date. I would like to, you know, do it at the same time every week. So there's some consistency until I can move into prime time, of course.
Right.
So I will be doing that today, actually, as this is the test show. You know, I am just getting my feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have everything in place, hopefully, to really announce and send out a blitz to our email list, which I'll ask you to do the same for me, and also inform your Jamaican friends in London.
Yep.
It will be cool to really have them participate. And also, if they know people here or in Canada or in Russia, you know, Jamaicans are like nomads. You'll find them all over the world.
Right.
So I was talking with someone the other day, and they asked me about Trinidad or someplace. And I said, you know something? Most Jamaicans would perhaps think about going to Alaska before they think about going to Trinidad for some reason.
Oh, wow.
So, because I suppose because it's so close to our culture and because it's so close to us.
Right.
We're not afraid to just go anywhere.
Right.
I think it's almost any place you can go, you will find us.
That's
you will
right.
find a Jamaican in Russia, in Czechoslovakia, in Bosnia, you name it, because I've heard stories of people stumbling into Jamaicans almost everywhere they go.
Wow. So, and you're reaching all of them through your internet radio show. So that's
well,
really
I am hoping to just reach the world. So I'm calling on help from my people who have connections all over the world. The other day I heard you speaking to someone who's doing the walk for a cause. And to me, like he was in some Arab country, was he?
Yeah, they're in Morocco, in Africa.
Oh, in Africa, in Morocco. I bet there are some Jamaicans there.
Oh, indeed. I'm sure.
Yes, yeah, so spread the word, brother.
Will do. And we also want to encourage those of you that listen to the test show to make sure you mark Backyard Labberish as a friend or favorite. It's on the homepage. You know how to do it. Mark it as a friend so you know when the next show is happening and all the great things that you're going to be experiencing. And also, send Margaret some emails. Send an email. Leave a comment. Let her know what you think. Maybe you have families from Jamaica, or maybe you've heard stories. Maybe you heard some stereotypes that you want clarified. It's you know what to do. Just leave a comment on the homepage.
Okay, and Ade, why don't you tell them about your show also?
Oh, about our show? Yeah, this is your time. But we've got a show coming up tonight. Our show is Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our show basically is about helping people get in touch with who and what they are. Our main thing is assisting people to look at what they believe, whatever that is. And if what you believe is moving you closer to what you want for your life, we're not necessarily here to say how you're living your life is wrong, you should be doing it a different way. What we do is stimulate thoughts for you to look at the way you're living your life, and if the beliefs, the thoughts, the attitudes that you have about yourself is moving you closer to your goals and your vision, keep living it. But if it's not, well, let's have some more conversations. So that's every Friday.
Of your show, we just have a couple of seconds.
Say that again?
I said the name of your show, we just have a couple of seconds.
It's Life Conversations, the radio show, and that's Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I want to thank all my listeners for calling in today and listening in on your computers, and I look forward to please leave me a message. I'll be sending you an email on when the show is going live on a consistent basis. As I mentioned, this is a test, and I am just thrilled to be speaking to the world, and I look forward to many, many, many more years of conversation. So here we go. Bye, Everybody, bye-bye. Say bye to Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're all live. Thank you so much. And I'll see you all soon. And hear you soon.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.